Well, welcome back, everyone, to part two of their classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU, 101.5 FM, where we're talking to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Mr. Dave Mason. Dave, I have read in the past that you have a very no-nonsense work ethic, that you work very hard, whatever you do, and that you were kind of displeased when you were with the Derek and the Dominoes briefly for their lack of discipline and leadership. And when it came to restarting a later version of Traffic, you felt Steve Winwood was too casual about supporting the effort with adequate touring. Are my assessments correct?
Well, I was there for the early days of Derek and the Dominoes. I mean, because well, that band, obviously, I mean, I played with those people for 2, 3, 4 years before Eric knew who they were, with Delaney and Bonnie.
Right, right.
So I knew all those people, and I became part of the original, very first Eric and the Dominoes, and did a show. We did a show at the Hammersmith Odeon.
That's correct. Yep.
And then we, you know, we were. It just wasn't working. It wasn't gelling at the time. I have a lot about it in the book. For me, it wasn't working. Let's just put it that way. And I just came back to America. Obviously, they went on to make the great album with Dwayne, and fantastic.
All right. Well, over the years, you've had a parade of esteemed musicians who've contributed to your solo work. Earlier, we mentioned Steve Wonder. Anyways, without alienating anyone, Dave, can you name those you most enjoy touring or recording with? And I hope one of these people were the brilliant organist Mike Finnegan, who passed away in 2021. Who are some of the favorite people you enjoyed working with?
Well, they were all great.
Okay.
I can't really pick any one out, obviously. As a guitar player, I'm going to, you know, obviously lean with Hendrix, but they were all great experiences, every one of them.
Okay. Well, you haven't alienated anyone, so.
Well, I mean it. I can't really pick one out. Like I said, if I was to pick one, it would be Hendrix.
Okay.
That's, I'm a guitar player, so.
Well, I want to put Dave on the spot here. I mean, who has been the best radio interview you've ever had before? It's ours, isn't it?
You guys, right okay. Now.
All right,
good. I just want to make
good
sure.
One. Good one, Jim. All right.
Thank you.
We'll put that in a promo.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Dave, let's get back to the people that you've played with. You've played and sang on so many recordings by rock and roll royalty, and we listed some of these acts earlier in the show. And I also believe Michael Jackson sang on your song Save Me from the 1980 album Old Crest on a New Wave. But anyways, here's the question. Are these moments just another day at the office, or are they special for you in terms of ego and validation of your musicianship?
They're all sort of validations of my, you know, that obviously people regard my stuff as being worthy of letting me either participate in, or they want to participate with me. So yeah, it's coming up. I think right now, probably one of the most fun ones, and I'm just so happy to be able to have done this. I have, you know, when I play live, I have my own version of Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Right.
Which I pretty much the same melody, same words, obviously, but I've rewritten the music to it, the chords. And also I do a very different version of Low Spark of High Heel Boys. And I've been slowly piecing together my sort of blues album, which will be coming out later this year. But what's really great is, and I want to keep the legacy of Traffic somewhat alive also, in the sense that though we were not, say, a huge commercial success.
Mm-hmm.
They were very influential. It was a very influential band. I mean, probably one of the original alternate bands, and you know, we covered a lot of ground musically. But I'm just done put together Fantasy in Low Spark with Joe Bonamassa. So me and him,
one of our favorites.
It's going to be coming out late, and I think it's one of the better things I've ever done. It's awesome. Let me put it this way. When you play the guitar thing again next time for the show, it's not going to be Layla. You're going to be playing this version of me and Bonamassa doing Fantasy. Trust me. Wow. It's so good. So I'm really excited about that and seeing what the response is to it when we hopefully be coming out in the next 2-3 months.
Well, I'm definitely going to buy that one.
Me too.
I mean, with you and Joe Bonamassa on the same album, fantastic. Well, speaking of great guitar players, there was a fellow you played with. What was his name again, Mark?
Jimi
Hendrix. Yeah, something like that. He was pretty good. And I'm sure you've talked about this countless times, but how did you end up playing on the Electric Ladyland album? And how did that all come about?
Well, without going into it too much, because I don't want to, you know, there's all this stuff, of course, is in the book, you know. So, I mean, basically, you know, we were in London, England. That's where everybody was, and that's where everybody congregated, and we were, there was only so many studios, a very finite number. Most people recorded at Olympic Studios, which is where Traffic were, the Stones were, same producer, same engineers. Also for Jimmy. And we met, and I think we, socially, I just met him, and I think it was a club called The Speakeasy, one night, sort of after hour place. And it was a mutual admiration. Just he loved Traffic, I loved his stuff, and that's how we sort of developed out of that, pretty much.
Well, could you tell the audience on the song Hendrix?
I'm sorry?
I said, can you tell our audience on the album Electric Ladyland, there's a song called All Along the Watchtower. Can you tell us who played the opening guitar riff on that?
Well, the acoustic, I played the acoustic on that.
Right.
Right. We knew that.
We knew that.
We just wanted you to say it.
I mean, that's something I don't think a lot of people know, that, I mean, one of the best songs ever produced. You were on it.
And another quick question, and if it's in the book, we'll tell people, get the book. Did Hendrix ask you to replace Noel Redding on bass? Is it in the book?
I was going to replace Noel.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna get to a live version of All Along the Watchtower on your 1976 album, Certified Live. Now, I don't know how you feel about the album. I love it because it gave you and the band an opportunity to stretch out. So here's Dave Mason's live version of All Along the Watchtower, recorded in 1975 at the Universal Amphitheater in L.A.
Wow, nice nice guitar lead there, Dave. Fantastic song. Well, let's go to another subject here. You wrote and recorded songs for the Patrick Swayze disco movie, Skate Down USA, in your early 80s. And you sang on a Miller beer commercial. Were these just one-off job opportunities or something you wanted to pursue more seriously?
Well, the film thing was, that's something I've been wanting to do for years. And I got asked and they came to me and asked me if I would do it. So yes, I did. I wrote the theme tune for it. And then there's one song in the middle that I have this little piece on me in, which is, you know, but that's, you know, I did something for, I forget which beer it was.
Miller.
Miller.
Not my favorite, but that's all right.
I'm not a beer drinker. I mean, it was back when things were a little slow for me. And, you know, there was a period where, of course, in that punk period where, you know, musically, I didn't exist. I couldn't get arrested. There was no record deal to be had. So
it was a job opportunity.
It was a job opportunity, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's good. That's great. All right, you recently performed on a luxury rock and roll cruise with a stellar group of musicians. Now, I've never been on one of these, so I'm curious. When you're not performing, Dave, how do you spend your time? And part two of this question is, are there a few fanatical and possibly inebriated fans who get a bit too obnoxious?
Well, if one of the shows, I had to do the entire show sitting down because it was impossible to stand up. And the rest of the time, I stay in the cabin.
Okay. What about the... When you say you had to do the show sitting down, why was that?
Have you ever tried doing a trampoline on a ship that's sailing in the high seas?
No, I've never actually, my wife and I have never been on a big ship cruise. So, okay. Now I understand. So do the fans behave themselves mostly, or do they get a little?
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fine? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, why was... We just try to have a good time and just, you know. Okay. The one thing is they cram so many bands onto that thing that, you know, everybody's just floating from one thing to another.
Okay.
Well, let's play another song by Dave. And then we're going to play this song right now. It's called We Just Disagree.
In a way, haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style, and do you think that we've grown up differently? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. So let's leave it alone. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
You are listening to their classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. All right, Dave, we're going to get to that album, Alone Together Again. 3 years ago, you took on a recording project with special meaning. My understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, your original tapes to the debut album, Alone Together, were lost in the fire, correct?
Yeah, the masters were lost in the fire.
Okay, and I know you've said countless times, good songs are good songs. They have no time limit. So 50 years later, you recorded those songs for the album Alone Together Again, and you got creative with the CD photography. You know, you did that Joshua Tree rock thing, and you got creative with the jacket and the disc material, much like the original LP. So here's my question. Tell us how you undertook this project. Excuse me, why you undertook this project, and what did it feel like doing these songs as a much older person?
Well, I started messing around with it about 10 years ago. And what I started with was actually taking some of the songs, taking a song and completely redoing it, which was World in Changes, which is nothing like the original on this version. I have a lot of reggae, you know, I'm English. So I grew up a lot around Jamaican music and reggae, a lot. So it's always been part of my, and I have very broad, you know, musical diverse tastes and things. So I started with that. And then I had a great live version of Sad and Deep As You, which was from an XM radio performance. And I just started piecing these things. And then there were ways of doing some of the songs. Some of them are pretty close to the original concept. I had a slightly, what I thought was a better way of doing, for me it was more, and the voice was more mature, and the interpreter to interpret the songs for me at that time. I was really essentially just doing it for my own personal amusement. I didn't set out to do it, to put it out at all, frankly.
Oh, okay.
So, and then, you know, like my wife and other people just said, well, maybe this is, you know, it sounds really good. You should just, why not, you know, piece it together? And since all those masters have been lost in the fire, I was like, well, what the heck, you know, let me just, they're still great songs. And so that's the reason. But again, where's the great days of FM radio? Okay, it's just not there to expose it, to promote it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I think it's a great album. I've listened to it. The songs are different. You're not trying to recreate the Alone Together versions. Also, your voice is a lot more mature, you know, than when you were a younger person singing, you know, in 1970. And that's what I like about your voice. More now than I did early on. So let's hear one of the songs off the album Alone Together Again. Here's a 2020 version of the song Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Gave. However, I think the proper English would have been Shouldn't Have Taken More Than You Gave, but it doesn't matter. So anyways, this song features some tasty wah-wah guitar playing. Let's listen to You Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Gave.
Shouldn't
So you've experienced so many highs and lows over your 50-plus year career. Was it all worth it, or would it have been easier to open a sweet shop in England? And I think that's what your father did, correct?
Well, my father had a candy store for 48 years. It was open 8 days a week. And then he said, you know, had I known better, it was the worst business I could have done. He said, because everybody's selling candy. And now at this point in my life, I could pretty much say the same thing about what I'm doing.
About music, yeah. All right. Good answer. Okay. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Dave, thanks for sharing your career with us. And a special thanks to Michelle for the strong black coffee. I think she said she promised you because we know it's early out where you're at.
So thank you, Dave, for being on the show. And you're a great guest. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And, folks, please go see Dave Mason and his superb band. They will be at the Pabst Theater up in Milwaukee on May 18th, and Mark and I will be there. Mark and I will not be signing autographs, even though I'm sure the young girls will be attacking us. And then Dave will also, with his band, will be at the Rialto Theater in Joliet on May 24th, along with special guest The Outlaws.
And if you're a Dave Mason fan like we are, his autobiography titled, and I think the title is Only You Know and I Know, unless I'm incorrect about that.
I'm sorry, it's Only You Know and I Know. Yes.
All right, so you need me for your PR person. All right. It's scheduled for publication later this year. You can get the latest Dave Mason news by going to his website, davemasonmusic.com.
And everybody, please join us every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio.
And don't forget, if you miss our on-air broadcast, you can listen on our archive shows anytime by going to the Huntley Community Radio website. Thanks for listening,
everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Say hi to Michelle when you talk to her.
Will do.
Okay.
We'll see you May 18th.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Running in circles won't find me no purpose. It's right here with you and what I do. Changes of season are nearly as big. Watching the changes in you. We'll hope for a new day in search of a new way. But are you sure that